I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of March 20th, 2023 in session at 7 p.m. Would you please rise and join me in the pledge allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Rudy here. Mark's excused. Brian?
Yeah.
Judy?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Jim?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike G?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
And Mike Santa?
Here.
Great. Mark is out. I mean, Mike, yeah. Mark is out today. Mike, you want to fill in for Mark at this point in time?
Welcome.
I think you all got the notice that I sent around this morning about why we needed to have this meeting when I was looking at the rules of procedure and stuff. We need to have a chair and a vice chair chosen in March to take effect April 1st. I figured tonight was probably going to be a good night that everybody can be here, but unfortunately Mark can't. Having said that, I wanted to open the discussion on how to proceed.
So would you take a nomination at this point?
Well, that's the dilemma.
Well, I think the question is, do we proceed with right. the lack of Mark here or not?
Right.
Oh, because he's the vice.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's a member.
Right. He's a member and he's the current
right.
vice.
Right. Right. And he's not an alternate.
Right.
Right.
So he's a full board member.
Personally, I think we could continue because I don't think there's any question that Mark is still interested in doing it. But the question I have is, should it be members or should alternates be voted?
And I kind of looked up to see how we can handle that. Now, all it says is that the board needs to have a quorum.
Right.
It doesn't say it has to have full members or, alternates or whatever.
Right.
So I...
In any way, it's nothing against the alternates, but I just felt that board members should be the one voting on something like that.
So that's the, that's the thing is that basically the regulations say you have a quorum, you decide who you want to have for chair, you want to have for vice chair.
The question is, will it really matter in the end?
In my opinion, when we have alternates come to the table, they vote on other things that are under the purview of the committee, and it's perfectly fine for them to count then. Why wouldn't they count now?
That's a good point. Because they are full voting members when they come to the board. That's true.
I have a thought, Rudy.
Sure, go ahead.
I think it would be important if there are others that are interested in being vice chair, then obviously Mark's, and he wants to be vice chair, then his vote is very important. But if no one else is interested, then it's kind of a moot point.
That's a good point.
I don't know enough to be a vice chair.
Is it okay for us to just throw that out there for discussion so we understand that,
Yeah.
Well, we won't be able to understand it unless we actually make a nomination and take a vote.
True.
are we going to nominate for vice or for chair?
Well, we have to do chair first, and then we have to do vice after that. Mike.
Rudy, I know this dilemma is in our procedures, but is it in the state law that says we have to have this done by April 1st?
That's another interesting situation because our rules of procedures were done in accordance with RSA 676-1. Yeah. And because of that, and because they're voted on, then yes, we do need to do it in March because that's the way it's set up.
Well, we have the law right there. Why don't, I mean, let's look at it. It's 676.1. I mean, the law sometimes is wider in scope than, right, than, you know, what the local ordinance is.
It says, every local land use board shall adopt rules of procedure concerning the method of conducting its business. Rules of procedure shall be adopted at a regular meeting of the board and shall be placed on file with city, town, village, district clerk, or clerks for the county commissioners for public inspection. The rules of procedure shall include when and how an alternate may participate in the meetings of the land use board. So then, these are rules of procedures. Which were last adopted and amended was in October of 2019. So these are in effect, and as near as I can tell, they're the rule of law because they're in compliance, as it says in here, that these rules of procedure are adopted under the authority of the laws of the state of New Hampshire, RSA 676.1.
So how did we get in this bind? Because I don't remember this happening in the past. I mean, you had the town meeting. Did we have a
training?
We didn't have any board meeting after that.
We did. Yeah.
So we
but that was one of the other things, Mike, that we found. There was a lot of things, and this has come up especially because we've had Steve Buckley come down here and start pretty much telling us we need to be doing things exactly according to what we have in our procedures and in law. And in the past, the board might not have done it in March, but it basically could have been challenged and said it was invalid.
But we could change our rules so that we had till the end of April if there are rules. It doesn't say it's as you have to follow your rules, but we could change the rule in the future. If this seems like it could come up, I mean, if we're going to go to the letter of the law, it could happen quite often.
Well, it's the same thing with our regulations. You know, we find these things, and then after the fact, we have to say, like, we got to adjust these. As a matter of fact, one of the items that I had on the agenda was to have people start looking at the rules of procedures to see, because there's some other things in here that I noticed that let's say that they don't follow what Steve Buckley's been kind of leading us down the path to making sure we stay out of trouble. So I mean, you know, we can...
I think at this point we have to go by that. We really don't have an option.
That's my...
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
That's what I get.
If we've done it wrong in the past, it doesn't matter. If we have a chance to do it right now.
Exactly.
So mistakes of the past do not guarantee mistakes in the future. I use that one at work a lot.
Well, if that's the case, I think we need to move forward.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'd say, unless there's any other specifics about alternates, I mean, that said that I don't
it's
that
very,
hear anything that said
very clear on alternates.
Yeah.
Same power as anybody else.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think.
All right. So, yes, if that's the case, then I would accept a nomination for chair.
I'd like to nominate Rudy to continue as chair.
I will second that.
Is there any discussion? We'll take a roll call vote. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel empowered now, Rudy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you actually got the vote. I'll make a motion for vice chair.
Would you like to make a motion for vice chair?
I would. We'll continue with Mark Shelbeck.
Okay, we have a
second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Who's you got that? Who did that?
Who seconded?
Give it to Mike.
Mike.
Well, that's like, give him the power.
Yeah.
He's just, I can see his head getting bigger.
Doesn't need to get any bigger than it already is. Any questions or discussions? No. Hearing none, Rudy. Yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
There we go. Okay. All right.
And then maybe in the future we could have, you know, change that little procedure saying the next regularly scheduled meeting.
After the election?
I agree.
Well, see, that's the other thing, though.
But I don't remember last year or the year before.
I never remember.
Third year. I never remember this having happening. A separate meeting.
Well, then, and I'm going to take blame for that, too.
Because we canceled the regular scheduled meeting.
Right. See, now, the
we're required to have one a month, the planning
board. We're required, yes.
It's the only board. Selectmen don't have to meet.
No. The other thing that I looking into this a little bit more, too, is that the chair officially goes from, and under our rules of procedures, from April 1st to March 31st. That's the term. So, you know, through the entire month of March, the chair that was chair before the election still
lame duck
chair. Yeah, kind of lame duck. The other thing that I thought, and I looked in here again, and there was two different things in here, because this is the one for April 1st to March 31st. When someone's elected, they're immediately elected to the board. You need to be sworn in and stuff like that, but anybody who was in the position the night of the election, if they either don't run or they're not voted back in, their term ends and the new person starts. So in the case of what we had this year, because town meeting was late, our next meeting was the day after town meeting. So in theory, what would have happened is that we would have had this meeting March 15th. Okay. Now, and I think that usually isn't, it's a second Tuesday, correct?
It's always the second Tuesday of March.
Yeah. So we do need to take a look at this somehow and see if it is or isn't a problem, because if it's the case of our planning board meeting is always going to be after the town elections. It's always going to be that way because we meet the second Wednesday.
Correct.
First and third. And this year, the third just happened to be
because of the way the calendar came. Yeah.
So we're really not in a bind if we follow these regulations, as long as we follow these
regulations. Normally, it would be next Wednesday.
Exactly.
So we would have had a week from the election.
So, yeah, so it wouldn't have been a problem.
So the question is, what happens if the chairman doesn't get reelected and his term as chair ends March 31st?
He stays in his chair until March 31st.
So you'd have...
Oh, if he doesn't get reelected, if he doesn't even come here, then it doesn't matter.
So the vice chair holds...
Right,
the
vice chair.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a new one.
Yeah, because the
he'll conduct the business until a new one is appointed.
The term for chair goes on, but the term for being elected to the board either ends or starts.
Can we amend the rules if there's an exception that's needed? Like if this was to happen again like 3 years from now or something, could you say, okay, well, the election's going to be on Tuesday and we've got a meeting on Wednesday. Can we basically say that we're going to hold the vice chair thing till a meeting after that?
We can do that now under the rules. Because the chair can call a special meeting, which is what I did because I found out we're running into it.
But I'm just saying, if we run into this again and we know that that's going to take place, you know, we could just handle it before that night, right? And say the next meeting of the planning board is going to happen the night after the election. We'll just hold our elections for chair and vice chair until the following one.
Well, that kind of, nice segue. That kind of brings up into one of the things I had on the agenda and it's something that's been on my list for 2.5 years, is to look at the rules of procedures to see how they fit now. Because, like I said, it was 2019, the last time they were amended and adopted. So it's probably a good time, especially seeing we're really knee-deep in the whole legal issues lately, is to see do we need to update them? What do we need to do? So
that scenario where the second Tuesday is going to fall like it did this year isn't going to happen for the next more than the length of this term, my 3-year term. So
I don't think so. Probably not.
I think it would happen it would probably be 30 years before the calendar falls.
It could very well be, yeah.
In which case, I don't think anybody on this board really cares.
Right.
True.
So it's unlikely that it's going to be a problem that we're making it into.
So what I'd like to do is to have, I'm throwing this out for discussion at this point in time, is what I'd like to do is to see if people are interested in actually taking a look at these. And I'll be, I'll work with people too.
So what exactly is involved in the second bullet, Rudy? I mean, am I signing up to read a 300-page document?
No.
No, right there. This is only a couple
it's
only, pages.
This is the entire rules of procedure.
Yeah. Okay. So it's
ours.
So it's ours.
Yeah.
And read them and compare to what? Are we supposed to compare them to anything? We just read them to see if
compare
it makes sense.
Compare to situations that exist now.
Well, see what?
See if we're hitting all cylinders.
It unfortunately goes a little bit deeper than that now, because what we need to do, and I don't want to burden people with anything, but
don't overcomplicate it, Rudy.
Well, I don't want to overcomplicate it either. But what you need to do is to actually see, okay, how do we do with comparing to the laws that we have? And the laws have changed considerably since 2019.
And that's what I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a lot of the stuff. A lot of the stuff that's in here is obviously, how we conduct a review, a hearing, things like that. What basically you need to do in here is to look at the sections that deal with how planning boards are created, how members are chosen, things like that. And what I can do is I can put together a list of the RSAs that should be looked at.
That'd be very helpful.
That'd be very helpful. I mean, I'll volunteer to do it because I need to learn it.
But it's, yeah, but like I said, I don't want anybody to have to go through all the regulations to figure out what's going on.
But I mean, if
on.
You could say, look at these and read these RSAs and see if you find anything that doesn't make any sense to you, I'd be happy to do that. Yeah.
Well, like RSA 676 is the primary one that governs us.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
And that's in this book in its entirety.
Correct. And it's only, like I said, it's only a paragraph. But the problem is you got to go back to responsibility of the members section in the RSA, which is probably 674.
Okay.
And, things along that line to make sure that what we put into our rules and procedures follows what the rules are like. For example, we've got them in here that are already we have up to 5 alternates.
Mm-hmm.
We can have that. That's under the law that we can do that. And it also says what is expected of the members of the board, what is not responsibility of the board, kind of like things in there. So, I can put together something on that.
Linda, go ahead. Sort of like a jigsaw where somebody gets one RSA that's pertinent to whatever needs to be looked at, and then somebody else gets another RSA pertinent. So not everybody's reading everything at the same time, but it's called a jigsaw. So everybody's doing a piece, and you come together and you share what you learned.
That would be really, really good if it was. You'd be able to do smokestacks for these things, but you can't because, as Kevin found out, you look at one thing, it refers to another thing, and then that refers you to another thing. So, like, even when we were looking at the workforce housing, that referred us to 272. 272 is like, where do I find that in the land use section? It's not. It's in a totally separate area. So that's another one of the things with laws that you can't. I wish you could, but it doesn't seem you can.
Procedures-wise, from what you're saying, is a page and a half of what we have. Is that going to be reflective of a page and a half, or is it going to be, again, 300 pages that you're going to have to go through?
It won't be 300 pages. Well, our rules of procedures?
Our rules, it's only a page and a half, right?
Yeah, they're like 2.5 pages.
Okay.
So, but we need to make sure they are, appropriate. Once we come up with things that we found, like Kevin found the one about, is there something we can do about changing this around and what's the option? And Mike, you had something about, you know, should we change this to April? But then the problem is if you go into another month after the elections, you know, I mean, the ideas are great.
Mm-hmm.
At the high, the problem is going to be is implementing them properly. Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Rudy, the other thing is we're not the only ones doing this.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, what I do quite often is look at other towns. What are they doing?
Correct.
They have to follow the same state rules and regulations. And there is something that I would like to change in our procedures, and we'll talk about that at some other time. But I was starting to look at other communities and what they're doing. So it's... you know, you can get some good ideas from other people. You know, we don't
Absolutely.
Have to do it all ourselves.
So obviously you're going to be part of this whole process. So.
I think we all should be
yeah.
part of this process.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I was going to see if people wanted to take you know, a smaller group and do it, but it seems that it's probably going to be the whole board will probably be the best thing. But Mike does bring up an excellent point, is that I haven't had a chance to really... research what some of the other towns have, but I can tell you that Chester has a really good set of regulations, and I'm sure they have something in here too, because that's one of the things that I looked at when we started looking at what can we do for getting plans on the website, things like that. They have a great impact fee system and stuff, so yeah. I just think it's a matter of us looking around some of these other areas, and people are more than happy. I mean, more than encouraged.
Might even be right on their website.
Yeah, you. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can find me because ours is on our website under documents. Good. Okay, so let's start working on that. And we, you know, you can ask Amy to help to find some stuff too, because she'll be able to be a resource person and get us in some directions that we need. So, but good. Okay. All right. So that's that one. The other one that I was looking at here was on a social media policy, but I want to expand that a little bit more. What I want to try to do is to have that as a focus to make sure that we have a social media policy, and I can't find any from any other towns that have planning boards or boards of selectmen. Found plenty of you know, companies, colleges, things like that, and you know, basically all they say is, you know, don't
go there.
No, they say don't run down the company.
Yeah.
You know, you can.
Well, I think Steve made it perfectly clear. Stay off it. Period.
What I want to do is to make sure that when we have that policy and that it gets reviewed by town council, because I had a conversation with Steve Buckley after, and it's just like I had both of us had more questions than answers. What I'd like to do is to have that part of a larger project in outreach and education to the citizens of Candia. Because I think a lot of the stuff that happened in this last year, and especially even when we got to the point of coming up with our ordinance changes that we proposed and stuff, is that, and this happened again back when we did the Village District, is that I thought we did a pretty good job of getting our case out there for what we thought was going to be a good project. You know, there was a lot of negative feedback that came in, and we really didn't encourage our proposal. So I'd like to see if we could find another way other than social media to be able to get the word out.
I'm gonna agree with you. And I'll see you a little bit, Brian, because I'm going to agree with you.
Only a little?
Just a little bit, yeah. No. Because I think that, you know, we people in this room don't understand the, you know, social media with loose brackets around it impact that everybody our kids' ages and under live and die on the internet, right? And so I think we need to find a way that the board as a whole can use that to get, you know, education, information, and whatever across without getting into what Brian's afraid of, right, which is the personal comments and the bickering back and forth, right? So we need to find a way to broadcast a message while having policies in place to not engage.
Yeah, right? See, that's the type one. We had one young lady that was in here. I'll call her young lady. I don't know. She's probably in her 20s. But I'm an old guy, so everybody's younger than me.
Right.
That she says that her generation, as you said before, lives and breathes on, I think that Facebook, is, I think she said, was for old fogies or something like that. And they do more Twitter and
Instagram.
I will not support TikTok or Snapchat. Just not happening.
No, I think the Board of Selectmen is going to ban TikTok from any town things like everybody
well,
else.
The government is working on it too, man.
Yeah.
So.
But I think, you know, I don't know whether it's Facebook, Twitter, something else, something, you know, through the town's website or something where we...
Well, yeah, the town website is fine.
Yeah, but the problem is the young people don't go there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I understand, but you've got to...
not my job, I'm
share
sorry.
A couple thoughts myself.
Sure, go ahead, Kevin.
We do have an excellent webmaster in town. Catherine does a great job.
She does, yep.
If there's a way, we should talk to her. If there's a way to have a planning board bulletin board that somehow gets linked to social media, that they could click on it and bring them there, and we could just have stuff posted. No interaction,
right.
Just...
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fine. I was going to suggest
we agreed with
Steve
that before.
Said that.
Yeah.
Get
right.
out of the thing, but just
I
post it back.
That, right.
And the
yeah.
other
Good.
The other thing is this: I would,
just
in my opinion,
people cut us down.
I don't believe that a policy is our best tactic. I think it should be best practices.
Right.
This is what we should do and shouldn't do. I think a policy infringes on free speech, which I think is legitimately. Not acceptable.
Yeah, that's
let's
that's
take
the
it
board.
A wasted energy.
Let's change the word
time
from,
on a policy.
Yeah, let's yeah. Not, let's change the word from policy to strategy. Right.
Well,
a strategy.
Yeah, because what I
how
what
we
I,
utilize the internet to better communicate with the town.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to with the fact that, and it doesn't just have to be the internet, but it's like, you know, more of an education and outreach, not policy, but you know, plan.
Yeah.
To see how we can counteract some of the negatives.
I like Kevin's suggestion.
I kind of to spin off of what you were saying a minute ago, which is I think one of the problems that we had was even if we pushed all the minutes out and everybody read all the minutes and they read all the discussion, what I think you're looking for is a way to say, here's what we want to tell you. Like when we were going through the amendments and we were saying, what do we want to tell people about these amendments? I think what we should say is that individually, none of us are going to get in there and post, but the planning board can draft a statement that goes by the town attorney. The town attorney says, yep, you're just talking facts. You're not going in after anyone. And we just publish that as a message, like a memo. And we say, here it is. You can put it on the minutes or the meeting, and then you can just say, we're going to link it to the town site or whatever.
And then
yeah.
And then we all make sure we somehow or other get it posted on the Candia Facebook page, you
yep.
know, the Candia Forum Facebook page and all that
but
stuff.
It'd be
right?
better
get
to have just
there.
Like a link to it as
right,
opposed
right,
to any
yeah,
interaction
right.
with
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. No, I agree.
Yeah, because see, my biggest thing, and it worked out actually very well this year because we had a lot of negative pushback for all 13 ordinances. Well, they were not all 13 because of some of them people actually understood it was just
right.
a typographical thing. But, you know, there was just so much misinformation being pushed out. And I think one of the best things we did this year is we did do that explanation sheet.
That's
you know,
right. That's,
that we
that's what we're looking to do.
And just push that.
That was one avenue.
Push it, push
and then
it.
If we could get it onto the Candy webpage, like Kevin suggested,
yeah.
if there's a way that she can, the younger generation can link onto that, it's the same information.
Yeah.
It just gives them that way to do it.
I think that'd be ideal.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But
I think that's...
And
that's what,
nothing should go out unless the board has discussed it and said, this is what we're putting out.
Yeah, I agree. I fully support that.
And that's what Steve Buckley was saying, that, you know, we make our statements, send it out through Amy or the website, link it. We don't have to comment or anything.
Correct.
Just say, see this, and it's these statements. But then we can explain more when they go to the website. Like,
come to the meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Come to the meeting is good.
Come to the meeting.
But even just being able to put that
as
a
reminder.
Because
you notice even Steve encouraged, even though he supported Zoom a little bit, he's still encouraged in person.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just those reminders there on Facebook.
But again, everything has now changed. The world's changed.
I've seen.
And so
Zoom,
that's why
Zoom is a great tool. And if we can just get people used to using it, but they got to put down their Facebook to log in to a meeting.
Well, and that's the other thing
exactly.
with social media. A lot of them, like, with doesn't Twitter limit you to like 75 words or something like that?
Yeah, 148 characters or something.
Yeah,
like
some.
That.
Okay.
Hey, that's what we should do. Forget Zoom. We should just do live streaming on Facebook.
Well, the night of the election, there was over 80 people that were talking back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Sue's was reading them all.
Yeah, okay, so again, do we want to put together a few group of people, or we just want to work on this as a group? I hear some really good ideas that somehow are going to have to be put into order.
I think we get great ideas around this table, and I think we keep the group going like this. You know,
Amy,
do you
have a problem if to kind of organize our thoughts once we get there? And, you know, I know I could work with you, or we could have someone else. Because I don't want to do everything myself. You know,
no,
I want to spread the stuff around. And if someone else wants to be a point contact for this, I'd more than be happy to.
If I want to do something, I'd be happy to be on it. Sure, Captain.
I'd be willing to as well. But I'm just trying to think. Are we thinking about basically having a summary sheet of things that are result from a meeting that we can post? Like the minutes can be long and there's not discussion, but. I
think we'd maybe be limited to whenever we think there's a need to put some communication.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I
then we just say
if
we're
going to
put a communication out. This is the procedure we follow. We all
right,
agree
right.
on the text. It gets run by the town council. We give it to the webmaster, bank.
Yeah.
You know, whatever those steps are. Because I like your idea a lot. But I think that we don't need to do it all the time. We just
right.
need to do it. We
right.
think there's a lot of misinformation out there that we want to get some other side or some facts out.
Yes.
We can
yes.
just draft a communication and say, oh, you
right.
go.
Totally.
Come to the meeting. Here you go. If you have any questions, please come to the meeting.
I don't want to do too much that discourages people from physically showing up and participating
right.
where they're supposed to. To make it too convenient.
Applications on. That's. I mean, that is a public meeting, but then again, you are putting... It would be more informational with procedures that we're doing, things like that,
mm-hmm.
the laws. I kind of hesitate putting everything that we do on the meeting
correct.
Out there, like applications.
Yeah.
That's going to get like a sticky point.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm thinking just when we really have to explain
exactly.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That brings up an interesting point. Okay. I think the perception in town, because it's the only time things get hot and contested, is that this board only looks at applications. Right?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay. So I think that's part of the perception
and
problem.
And we don't tell people until after the fact.
Right. So I think
off.
if we could use this, whatever we put together here, as a way of, like even after a meeting like this, you know, just putting something out saying, you know, we're looking at redoing the policies and procedures, we're looking at doing a better outreach, and here's some of the things, you know, blah, 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 just to show that we do, you know, doing the SIP to do capital
yeah.
planning. Things like that. It doesn't even need to be much, but I think it would get the word out that this board is more than just waivers and
right.
and signing off on plans.
Well,
but
it can also
be
an exercise of the board.
On a decision, not we are working on this, because then you're going to get all
right.
sorts
yeah, no,
of stuff
yeah,
coming.
Opinions. No.
When it's when it is
yeah.
settled, there's a plan. That's
when
it gets
posted. I misspoke when I said yeah, but yes.
Well, one part of that is one of the things that Chester does on their website is that they list their current applications and their past applications. And it's like one of the requirements that we have is everybody has to submit things in a PDF format. Now, I had Amy send everybody the PDF file for Rusty Rex in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody has an opportunity. They don't have to come into the office, that they have an opportunity to go through it. Basically, Chester has that on their website, so anybody can take a look at it and open it up, and you see the complete application. You don't just see the plans or something like that. You see the application. You see the documentation. You see what waivers they're requesting. You see the plans, if you want to see the plans. So, you know, that was one of the things I thought that would probably help out a lot, is to have that information that if someone's really interested in what goes on in Candia, take a look at the Candia Planning Board section of the town website, and you can see exactly what we're working on.
I think that would be very important, because some people have said they don't know what's coming up, it's not on the agenda, blah, blah, blah. But if it was there and they could look at it, what more could they want?
Yeah, because that's the other thing, too, is that we have to, by law, notify people 10 days in advance of a public hearing. Now, the other interesting part about that is that it's in the, I believe it's in the laws, not in our regulations, that the planning board does not have to act on an application the night that they accept it. So that we can accept an application, and I don't think we need to have, I'll have to check this to make sure, I have to check to see what a butter notification is necessary. But I know we do this all the time, but is it prudent to have the application completeness done and then immediately go into the public hearing? Because that way, if we did the completeness determination at one meeting, then we do the public hearing the next meeting. That gives us the 10 days that the notice has gone out that, as you said before, that this would be something that the planning board has accepted and the application is complete. So then some can't come back to us and say, like, well, you know, I didn't even know that there was a hearing until I saw the minute, the agenda the day before the meeting. And, you know,
that's our 24-hour notice.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, you do the same thing on the Board of Selectmen. So unless you take a look Friday,
it used to be on the bulletin board in the post office, and then the newspaper got added into it. But and that was your notification. It was always the post office and that board out here.
And now they're saying that you don't need the newspaper.
Right.
You
know,
it's like...
Well, Steve even said that.
Yeah.
You're required by law to put it in the two places, and...
Yeah,
and that's it.
The big thing
but
is
if we're trying to get the word out. You know, that's fine. This is what's on the agenda. That's fine.
Yeah,
I don't have any problem. But each time we meet, the board can decide as a board. Yeah, we need to advertise X, Y, Z.
Yeah,
I think as a standard practice
to go along with what she was saying, we don't have to put everything in the world out there.
Right.
Yeah, no, I
yeah, because if we're discussing the amount of money for a bond. Because
there's one thing that I wanted to say, and I think people are starting to get away from it, and they all think that everything is a vote of the public and a democracy. It's not. We're a republic. And the republic is, we got voted in to serve this function.
Yeah.
Granted, for the community and this community input, but this is our job. They voted us to do.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a democracy and a republic.
No, as long as we go by the regulations and laws, we're fine.
So that's why I don't get too excited when people get it. Well, I didn't know anything about it. I'm sorry. You know, we're following the law. And this is our job. It's our function.
Yeah. And there are times we all have to make votes and do things that we don't necessarily like, but
absolutely.
It's the law.
Yeah. Because you're right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You got to keep your personalities out of this crap and just follow the regs.
Yeah,
because one of the things I know that was brought up is that, and I don't remember where it was brought up, but I think I mentioned it in one of the hearings that we did, is that we cannot base our votes, yay or nay, on personal feelings. It has to be backed up.
And that's why we have the in-kind now. You have to comment on why you voted the way you did.
Exactly.
That's how that all came to be.
Which is really, really good.
Yeah, because now it gets your personality out of it. You have to explain why.
Yeah. Good. No, I'm pretty excited about that. That sounds pretty good. So do you want to be the contact person for now, Tim, for the...
Sure.
On that, if you don't mind.
Kevin was interested, too.
Yeah.
Kevin, you both want to kind of...
I'll be involved.
All right, yeah, if you want to kind of... co-lead that effort.
Want any more on my plate. Thank you.
All right. All right, so that takes care of those two things. Good. Thank you very much. Any other business? I don't think we can really discuss very many things. Just kind of as a heads up for the next meeting, we do have the Rusty Rex public hearing is going to be continued. Also, there will be a public hearing on accepting the HOP grant. We need to do that. Amy, were you able to talk to Andrea?
I didn't have a chance.
Okay. Because the question that Amy had was, like, we're going to have to do it the same way you guys do it. When you have a public hearing to accept the grant, you don't have to put that in the newspaper and
no,
you just put that on the wall.
It's just in the agenda.
Yeah,
part of the agenda.
Okay. Because I don't think that anybody on the board is going to say
nobody. Yeah, nobody will want it.
Didn't we empower you to accept it or no?
I did accept it.
To sign it. To get it going.
Yeah, I signed it to say that, yes, we want the grant.
But to accept the money.
Right. In order for the town, or actually for the planning board to accept it, we do have to have a public hearing so that people know we're accepting this money. Even though the work started.
Right. It's a formality.
Cam was going to be here on the April 5th meeting, but he is going to be unable to. So he's pushed off until the 19th. The 19th. And I believe Nate is going to be the 19th, or was he going to be
every year they go quicker
after that?
I'll have to double check with him if he was the 19th or.
Okay. Before you know, we'll be doing budget again.
Could be a busy meeting. But if need be, maybe if the board doesn't have a problem, we could put Nate onto the next meeting so that we've got Cam giving us the update on that. Because obviously the public hearing for Rusty Rex will probably take time. I don't think the public hearing for the HOP grant should take too much time, I would hope.
I had one other thing, if you have
a problem. Yeah, go ahead.
In the future, if we are going to schedule a meeting on a non-normal night, typically what we do in the selectman's office is we email the other parties, the other select board, to make sure that that's an available night them before we go ahead and schedule it.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
It might take a minute longer, but I mean,
it's just hard to get. It's hard to get this room. There's not that many.
I know, but still, you pick the date and then you just throw it out there. And in this case, we would have found out Mark couldn't make it.
Yeah, and I think probably that's the same thing when we do the education stuff too. Is that make sure, because I know that not this last one we had, but the one we had just before, I had to make changes to my schedule so I could make it. I wanted to make it, so I made the changes.
And on that note, that was Steve did an excellent job.
He did,
as usual.
He did. I had it, like I said,
a lot of it was refresher, but it was good.
I love talking to him after doing some 101 things too, because he's
smart guy.
He really knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to be able to kind of like pick his brain.
Because he's served on other boards and stuff, so he knows.
Yeah,
Playing board and now in the ZBA, so he's got a good handle on the actual practice of it. So,
all right. So
he's a lawyer too, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that meeting was this Wednesday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I ran into Judy walking on the road, she's like, "You missed the meeting Wednesday," and I went, "What meeting?"
I figured that after, because he'd have been there if he remembered.
Yeah. Well. I'm going to get the PowerPoint. I'll get the handout,
yeah. But, yeah, it was good.
So, and the other thing that we'll need to have done is to get the zoning ordinance itself redone. Put all the changes in there and stuff like that.
And, question, number 10 not passing, how does that, have we read the thing through, and how does that affect?
It shouldn't affect anything this year. We ran into this problem 3 years ago where the voters approved the change that we wanted for the home services contractors thing, but they voted no on putting it into the table.
I remember that.
So, like, we had it out here somewhere, but we didn't know where to put it.
So town council said that
it's fine,
don't
it's
worry about it, just put this little note down here.
Yeah.
So, the only thing that didn't pass was the one that took out the word elderly housing
right
in there. But
which kind of set up all the other ones.
But the last paragraph that had the thing for elderly housing passed. So there's kind of like
elderly
two
housing
paragraphs, but we'll work it out with town council. But you know, and if we do have workforce housing in effect, as Steve had said last Wednesday, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm glad that I'm glad that we went through all of the aggravation of getting that out there, because it was nice to hear. It was nice to hear a lawyer say that we did something good.
Yeah. I was a little bit. Well, I was paying attention a lot to his discussion on the preliminaries that we do. And,
oh yes, yes.
And I was
yes.
surprised
technical
that
reviews, yeah.
he wanted that expanded. So and.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of us doing that was to expedite the process, and it's more of a benefit to the applicant than to us.
Yeah, totally.
It was just so we weren't wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
And I found that weird that he'd really like to have like a quorum
that's the lawyer
in minutes. And,
yeah,
and it's like, really? Do we really have to do that?
Then it's not a free hearing.
We'll check with Tim.
Yeah, because to me, I think our process
is so much
far better.
Yeah, because I think that when I looked at that in the handbook, I thought it looked like it was pretty good.
Right.
Right? Because we're not making any opinions on it. We're
just
going down a
checklist.
Just a checklist.
And we do.
Either
he
has it or he doesn't have it. That's it.
And we do minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I usually write up a memo on it and stuff,
yeah.
so we have a record of what was said at the meeting.
Let's check that with Tim, because I really like the process that we have.
I do too.
Yeah, and then when the public hearing happens, you have the checklist of things to make sure that
it just expedites the whole thing.
Because we
right.
do it, we try to do it 10 days before the hearing, or before the application comes in, not the hearing, but the application for completeness.
Yeah.
And I don't, well, the only time we've had any issues would be that if there was a review by StanTech that had a difference of opinion, that he would say, like, well, that's the board needs to have their input in this and stuff like that. So, like,
yeah.
those are easy. But,
yeah, and that typically doesn't happen much. I mean,
yeah. But all we're doing is going through the checklist. Is this paper here? Is this paper here? Is it, I don't even care what it says. You know, all it says is, like,
it's just highlighting the deficiencies and things that are coming
right.
later.
Right. Is there a drainage report? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care if it says that, whatever.
Right.
I know. I thought we had a good process going.
Yeah, I think.
All right, let's check with that, Tim.
Because maybe we're ahead on this one.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
I didn't like that at all when he was explaining that whole thing.
I know. It would
so,
be a
oh, my
step
God,
backward.
Let's complicate it and make it tougher for the applicant again?
Well, in my recollection, he said we couldn't do it, but his recommendation
right.
was that
he didn't say we couldn't do it. You're right.
His
a lot of people would say that's a really good idea, but you should really change it.
Yeah, exactly. Why? It's not broke. Yeah, but you should.
All right. Good. Anybody have anything else? Kevin, welcome to the board officially.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
I know it was a tough run.
Yeah.
They lined up two
was,
little mules to get
a,
in there.
It was a bad day to be out there with a sign.
Yeah. Were you really out there? Oh my God! Are you crazy?
Well, there was nobody unopposed.
No, there wasn't.
I mean, there was nobody opposed. There was no opposition to.
The only really hot items was the budgets, and that was
yeah,
and that even passed.
Should have had the original amount in there.
Was it our choice?
Yeah, that's
speak to the budget committee.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of giggling about you saying it'll be budget time soon. Like we care.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what we put in.
The only other thing that I wanted to say is I'm going to have Amy do up a certificate of appreciation for Joyce, so we can present her.
And would Josh get one too?
Josh too. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. That's
I did see Josh at voting, so he did come.
Good.
That's a
yeah.
good idea.
So Amy, can you get that form set up and stuff, so that the
we should have a night there. We should have a Chick-fil-A night.
Oh, and Joyce can bring it in, right?
In your honor, but you got to go get it.
She did that one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She said, you haven't had it, and so she brought it in for all of us.
Yeah,
she
took our orders ahead of time.
Wow.
You know, like, so 2 weeks or whatever. It was
fun. You're only like a year and a half too late getting on the board.
That's okay. I'm a bigger fan when was it you that brought in baked goods? Somebody brought in baked goods one night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Once in a while it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody brought in baked goods. So that was a good
one. You hit the mood. I like pies.
Oh, I'm craving one right now.
Pie guy, I like pies.
Next thing on the agenda, public, any public comments?
They are, but it's
to eat. I mean, like here, you
know, like pick up a. Oh no, no, I don't mind the fork and a plate, man.
I will take a motion to.
Rich got pies. Right.
Okay, motion by Judy, seconded by Kevin. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you.